Pale Blue Light is a Civil War novel, sure enough. It is also an action-adventure novel, a murder mystery with the protagonist as detective, an espionage, counter-espionage novel, a romance novel with a dash of healthy eroticism and two genuine sexual perverts, a masochist and a sadist, and a travel narrative with the characters rounding Cape Horn in a clipper ship and then, in the manner of Jules Verne, crossing America in a balloon. It is a novel of the cavalry and a cowboys and Indians story and an alternative history story. Rabe Cannon, the protagonist of Pale Blue Light, will even go on a secret mission to San Francisco to save the Confederacy and rescue a damsel in distress. In this first novel, nothing is left out. Cannon is, as he needs to be, a kind of superhero. 6 feet 7 inches tall, physically powerful, of course, a master with his twin pistols, made by Krupp especially for him in Germany, 50 caliber, not 45, 7 rounds, not 6. He is also ferociously adept with his cavalry saber and can throw a knife with unerring accuracy. A superhero needs a superhorse, and Rabe has one. Hammer is coal black, the largest horse anyone has ever seen, 18 hands at the withers, and of great intelligence. At a touch or a numbered signal, Hammer will prance, rear back, run in a circle, or paw the ground counting. He has more tricks than a dog act on the old Ed Sullivan show. Rabe Cannon was raised on Mulberry Plantation, 20 miles outside Montgomery, by his biological father, Buck, and his spiritual father, Mountain Eagle, a Cherokee chief who led his people on the Trail of Tears to Oklahoma and then returned to Alabama, fighting and then becoming blood brothers with Buck. Rabe Cannon also has spiritual powers, some occasional prophetic visions, and meaningful dreams. At the opening of the novel, Cannon is invited on a turkey hunt with one Professor Tom Jackson of the Virginia Military Institute. He's an eccentric, brilliant fellow, a strict vegetarian who seems to nourish himself mainly on lemons. When the war breaks out, Captain Cannon will take with him to Virginia 300 men, all mounted on coal-black horses, and serve as the Black Horse Cavalry under the professor, who is, of course, General Stonewall Jackson. Just the sight of the Black Horse unit, combined with the rebel yell, is enough to scare most Yankees into full panic and retreat. However did they win the war? However over the top this novel is, there is no denying the energy and pace. We move through exciting crises and cliffhangers like a Saturday afternoon cereal. Although the editor should have cut a number of skirmishes and corrected a number of typos, and although there is no disciplined point of view, just as you are wondering what a minor character is thinking, you are admitted into his mind, Pale Blue Light, that is, the light emanating from General Jackson's eyes, is a page-turner. Tucker takes Jackson and Cannon through battle after battle, first and second Bull Run, finally to Chancellorsville, where Jackson is killed, as everyone knows, by friendly fire. Cannon believes it was murder, and there are traitors in the Confederate ranks. He will get to the bottom of it, and readers will stick with him until he does.